I can tell you that Jack would be very happy to see so many of you here today. Not that it's, he'd have a funeral, but he loved get-togethers, and he loved it when everyone would be here, so this would really make his day to see so many of you here. Yaakov ben Shlomo Kalfon. Jack Halpern was born April 28, 1950. His family moved to Stuart Park in 1956. Jack was very close with his parents, Tilly and Saul. He graduated from Franklin High School in 1968 and went to the University of Washington when he graduated with a BA in business. Jack was just 21 when his father passed away on Memorial Day. Despite this, Jack took to heart his father's advice and habits in his life. Jack's father taught him the values of generosity and kindness. Jack was generous and kind to a fault. He wanted to be everyone's friend. Jack was fun and full of life. He was a member of the ZBT fraternity, but that didn't stop him from being friends with everyone in all the fraternities, too. Jack had so many friends and connections. He knew something. He could get it done. We could take care of it. He loved playing sports, playing pinball machines, going to casinos, playing poker. I know a lot of his poker friends are here today. And Jack was excited about something. He went for it with his whole heart. In 1972, Jack was introduced to Janice at the synagogue. Jack was coming to services to say Kaddish for his father, and Jack noticed a young girl, and he asked her, can I take you home? And Jack didn't realize Janice only lived half a block away, so Janice turned him down, and then he asked, how about next week? And again, Janice turned him down because it was Martin's bar mitzvah. But he pursued you relentlessly, and he really loved you. Jack and Janice married and had three wonderful children, Tara, Sally, and Rachel. And he provided for you. You never lacked anything. He treated you like gold. He loved his girls, helping you with your homework, always letting you dream big, always letting you know that nothing was out of reach. Anything was possible. He took you on wonderful trips. Everything that Jack did for you was first class. Jack was very close with his father-in-law too, Jack Baran and Alana Shalom. They would sit together at home, and Jack called his father-in-law Dad right from the beginning. It's fair to say that the Baran family became Jack's family. Jack served in the Air Force Reserve for 6 years, and Jack cherished his friends more than anything, especially his childhood friends, and not to leave anyone out, but Dave Azos, Albert Angel, Steve Cardiotti, Del Cone, Steve Muscatella, Shalom, and Albert Arabia. Despite the troubles he had over the last 15 years, he still found time to help those he loved. He was still able to be Jack. He was still able to be Dad. He moved back into his mother's home to look after Tilly. Even with his health problems, he still put everyone first, put his mom first. He had a heart of gold. He was generous, and we all loved him. Even in the last few months, when he was at Virginia Mason in the Klein Gallant, all the staff knew him. All the nurses knew Jack. He'd ask for candy and donuts from his friends. Not for himself, but so that he could give all the staff members. It's important to note, and I know they would prefer that I didn't say anything, but David Ezos and Dale Cohn really took care of Jack, especially in the last few months, taking on the powers of attorney, being responsible for his medical and financial decisions. I know that was a big weight, and it really helped the family. I cannot a bet that time she showed him. He loved having a good laugh. He would encourage everyone. He was larger than life. He would fill this room if he was here. He was smart, kind, and loving. But a sweet man. And he did it with this Bible verse. Shetehenish mato, tsururutu, haibe ganede, amen, kenyurasam. I'm going to ask